mit dem Kalitze. Selber wie so Ross das Potter im Jibum. Wir retten die Mischung in der Fchof. Jetzt komme ich zu talk about the Tour Kalitze. Und die Mischung makes a chilek zwischen Urias und Isuri Misa, Isuri Mitzvah, Isuri Kedusha. Ja, bei Urias ist der Tour vom Jibum in der Kalitze. Und bei Isuri Mitzvah, Isuri Kedusha, bei Isuri Kedusha, chiletze Salamis Habemis. So hier kommt auch in the next 2 weeks, if they're trying to take my fire, the din, Tour Kalitze, und die Sechse Vomitz. And the Gemara makes a deal that what's included in Yisrui Kedusha? Is Yisrui Kedusha talking about only Chayvi Lav in the essay? Or is it even talking about Chayvi Lav? Well, it says it's Meduyik that we're talking about even Amono Mina Irisin, which is only Chayvi Lav. If Bishlin is talking about Chayvi Lav in the essay, I would understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is good. If it's talking about Chayvi Lav in... why is Dir Din Yibim? Yovei Yesev Edoi Chalo Yisasev. So that the Gemara brings and be two mahalchim, the mahalch of Rabbi Gidl and the mahalch of Rabbi Maskon. The Gemara brings the mahalch of Rabbi Gidl. He brings the drosha from Yevimton. So Nechleku, Rashi, Kegan Tosis and the Ramban, in the Pshan Rabbi Gidl. I want to be a bit ksara maybe, a little bit quick, but we have to get to a lot of things here. Ksara maybe go over, Machlokes Rashi. Lumas the Tais in the Ramban, and they say the Divrei Gemara, and the Biyah Divrei Rav Gidl. Nochem Rav Gidl is coming to answer, why isn't there a din of Esei Deich Alois Esei? Zok Rav Gidl Yevimtoi, the Poshup Shad of Adah, in those words, in the Iker Teretz of Rav Gidl, is like the Tais in the Ramban. That Rav Gidl is coming to Mechadish, and Yevimtoi Shtei Tzvei Zachi, a Ribu Yenemiyat. Yevimtoi is an extra word, the Torah didn't have to say, already said, we're talking about a Yevoma, why do I have to stress Yevimtoi again, it's an extra word. Rav Gidl learned there's a Miyut and a Ribu. It's coming to Mar Bayesh Lecho Yevoma Acheres She'afal Pisha'ena Oilim Oil Chalitza. Learn Toys in the Ramban. The positive drosh is going on both things. There's someone who's Ein Oil Libim, and there's someone who's Oil Chalitza. It's coming to tell me two Chedushim that I would not have known. It's coming to tell me there's Yevoma that I would have thought it's Oil Libim, Ve'ein Oil Libim. And it's also coming to tell me it's Mar Bel Chalitza. Bakorchach, what's it coming to tell me? If it's coming to tell me a drosha, that someone's Eina Oilibim, it's not talking about Chayvi Lavin Vesey. Chayvi Lavin Vesey, we know before, Eina Sey Decholetz Vesey. Bal Kocha is coming to tell me Chayvi Lavin is Eina Oilibim. That's the first chelek, that's the Joshua, that's the direct answer to the Kasha the Macha. On the second chelek, Kifir Zois, that is coming to Marba, Afalpi, both by Chayvi Lavin, both by Chayvi Lavin Vesey, Afalpi Shein Oilibim Oilichalitza. That's about the Pashup Shan, that chelek of the Gemara. Rashi is Noite, goes away, Rashi goes away from the Pashup Shat. Rashi learned, the Rav Gidl says of him, the Rav Gidl didn't say the whole story. Rav Gidl was only talking about the Ribi L'chalitza, but the Iker Teretz from the Kasha the Machshin is Taka from a Friya Dika Josh of L'kachas. The Pasuk starts off and says, in Loyach Bo Yisrael Ish L'kachas is Yevimtoi, then it says, Va'olso Yevimtoi Yashar. In the beginning of the Reish L'Pasuk, it says, in Loyach Bo Yisrael Ish L'kachas, Rashi learns, the Rav Gidl holds, that L'kachas is a Josh. This famous word of L'kachas. Rashi learns, the Gidl learned that there's a drosha of lakachas. Lakachas is mashma that we have to label the Yevoma as lakachas dike before it was said Parshas Yibum. It's a mead within Parshas Yibum. If you're not a lakachas dike, you're not going to have Parshas Yibum. Memeila Chayvi Lavin is not a lakachas dike. That which Rabbi Gidl mentions Yevimta is another shmuz. That's after the Ptur Yibum, I walked with Chalitza. That's where he brought Yevimta. But the Iker Vod of Rashi is that the answer to the Kasha of the say Esei Deich Eloi Sasei, why by Chayvi Lavin is it Eino Eilis Libim with Rashi is because it's not Lakachas. Very bekitzer, aye, L'chor, it is Lakachas, fact to be shown. Roshan says, Rosh, Mas Shoga Gagoyim, what do you mean? It is Lakachas. Yovi Esei V'Deich Eloi Sasei. How did Rashi make such a mistake? The mistake is too short. As the Rosh says that the Taitsh of Lakachas is L'kuchei Parshas Yibim. It's not Stam Lakachas, L'kuchei Yibim. And L'kuchei Yibim, we found Chiddush, that the Matorah Kapanam of Lekuchen is Nasis Kishtel Koldov. And by Chayvi Lavin, there's only Heter Rabbi Rishon and not a Biyashneer, so it's not Lekuchen Yibim. And the Rajba says, Alo Andersh, Lakachas, the way we're Moedid Lakachas, who is labeled as Lakachas, is a lady who's Lakachas Baalma. Taich, Sharon Rajba. It means to say that the Torah, it's a Prat, it's a Chiddush and Parshas Yibim, that the Torah only said the Mitzvah Yibim by somebody who Lulei Mitzvah Yibim would have a Heter. The Rashi doesn't mean you go ba'alma. The Rashi doesn't mean go be moedid ba'alma. He means over here, in this case, this Yevama, if Lu Yitzur, there wouldn't be a mitzvah Yibim, there wouldn't be a heter. So the Torah didn't say a mitzvah even by somebody who lulei parshas even wouldn't have a het. That's a drush of lakachas. Kach leikach in Rashi is a separate din of lakachas. Yivim Tov is a second thought. It's talking about din chalitza. So the Rishonim right away ask. It's a very shver pshanu with Rashi. The Harei Iker Chosim in a sefer. The Makshin asked. The Makshin didn't talk about chalitza. We'll see soon why he didn't talk about chalitza. Tosfos asks why the Makshin wasn't bothered by chalitza. But the Makshin was bothered by Yibum. The Makshin asked, why is Chayvi Lavin ain't oilus Yibum? And the Gila doesn't answer that for all. The Gila doesn't say his answer. It doesn't say lakachas. He jumps to a second thing. Yivim Tov, what's going on? The Zokter, Rishonim. Pachas here is the same shot as the Rosh and the Rajbah. And the Chanami. Avada, the Iker, he should have said lakachas. But he knew if he said the Josh of Lakachas, right away the Mach should have asked him, would have jumped on him right away, and he, what's with Chalitza? So he was Makhtim Rafu Lamaka. It was Makhtim Rafu Lamaka, he said already in the terrace. Avada, it's sort of pirish. It doesn't make any sense, Lachel, from here to. Said, maybe explain to me why he brings Avimtoy, but still, I can chasm it a safer. You can be Makhtim Rafu Lamaka, it means you jump. I could say a terrace before you ask me, but you have to still say the first day if you're terrace. You skipped over Lakachas, that needs beer, maybe we'll get Behemsh. Upon him, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Why did Rashi say this? Maybe we'll see this through the Hemshech HaSugyo. Avada Rashi is coming from the Hemshech HaSugyo. The Gemara, after the beginning original part of Rav Gidl, it's very chashim, the Cheshbon HaSugyo, the Hemshech HaSugyo. The handle of Rav Gabi Yibim was only the Psicha of the Sugyo. But the Hemshech HaSugyo, the Iker handles Chalitza. Once Rav Gidl bought the Joshua of Yivim Toi, the Iker, the handle of Rav, the Gemara goes further to handle Chalitza. And that the Gemara asks, Betzem, the Iker crux of the shayla of the Gemara is what's the chilek between Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Lav Me'esei? That even after you pata from Yibam, there's a rebuild of Chalitza from Yibam Toi, and Chayvi Krisis we say Nishtazot. And the Gemara says, Yochi Chayvi Krisis Nami, say but Chayvi Krisis also they have a rebuild of Yibam Toi. Zokti Gemara, there's a klal called Shein Elim Al Chalitza. In fact, Gemara back, okay, if there's a klal called Shein Elim Al Chalitza, so Chayvi Lavin Nami. Zokti Gemara, we have Pos Yibam Toi. Ma'aroy is say fakert. So the Gemara Achro at the end of the day, it's telling it to his Gedusha. We'll get to that Achro in a second. But the Tosfos Rosh already bavarns, Tosfos already asks, that the second part of the Gemara, which talks about Chalitza, is a remnant of Tosfos. It's three boiling thick kashas that the kasha, the Gansa Sugya, Rosh Kibshat. Lefi Tosfos, that when Yevim Toi learns two things. Yevim Toi is Sugabundin. Yevim Toi has a Ptur Yibam and a Ptur Chalitza. There's no Sekbit Rebil Chalitza. Lefi Rashi is Lakach has the Patas of Yibam, and Yevim Toi, there's Marbil and Yibam. The Chalitza, the Vitoisis and Ramban, everything is in Yevim Toi. So the Sugya is on Mishkim Shad, the first Kash of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Yochi Chavi Krisis Nami. What do you want? Chavi Krisis should be in the Rebu of Yevim Toi. Frek Toisis, the last Toisis in the Sugya, in the Chelik of Gidl, Toisis Blaib Shuar with the Kasha. What do you want? The Pasuk Yevim Toi should be talking about Chavi Krisis? All right, we're learning right now that Yevim Toi state a Miut and a Rebu. For Chavi Krisis, you need a Miut. Toisis Blaib Shuar. The next two Kashas of the Gemara. On the other side, the Gemara wanted Yochi Chavi Lavin Nami. The Maroyas, the Gemara wanted a two shlavim that the drosha of kol she'ein oil ibim ein oil chalitza should be going on chayvi lavin. That the loch is the chayvi lavin should have sayib tur ibim and sayib tur chalitza. It's a pelvi tosis. How in the world are you going to have the chayvi lavin should be ein oil ibim ein oil chalitza? If chayvi lavin or ein oil ibim, the only reason why the ein oil ibim lefitosis is because of the pasuk of yivimta. We have no other makar the chayvi lavin is ein oil ibim except for the pasuk of yivimta. The same pasuk that says it's ain't a leib, it says it's oil chalitza. We can drain, we can reishin from there. But even that's clear. Rashi saw from the Hemshel Sugya. This is the word that Rashi saw. Rashi saw that it's separated. The p'tor from ibim. The answer, the reason why chavi lavin is not oil ibim, has nothing to do with the pasuk of ibim. That's what Rashi saw. There's a separate shmuz. There's a pasuk of alkachas which says why it's ain't a leibim, and that the rest of the sugya is not talking about. It's now a new shmuz. There's a ribuy, a separate, divorced miut that has nothing to do with previously we were talking about. A real miut of Yevim Toi. Rashi saw that the ganze sugya shraitas it. That there's a separate miut, a ribuy of Yevim Toi. And now the Gemara has a shein, a shayla. This ribuy of Yevim Toi, which is marba, a lady who we already previously know is not a little ibum, is marba chalitza. The Gemara's handling. Is it by kriyav krisis? Is it by chavilavin? We have one pasuk that's marba chalitza, and one pasuk that's mayin chalitza. That's what Rashi saw from all the sugya. The Elachar was the Makar, why Rashi was noyed from the Pashas. Rashi was the Makar. That's why Rashi was noyed from the Pashas. In the beginning of the Sugya, Rashi said the Kach is a separate Joshua. Tosis, if you look at Ramban, they the Mayash of the Sugya Lidarkam, but Dirichik Rav, the Mayash of the Sugya Lidarkam. The Maskoras of Sugya just furious the Cheshman of Pshat. Maskoras of Sugya also Chapsachan Afamin and Achrov the Gemara, the Shitosam. And the Gemara says, which is again, this Gemara is Aleph based on the major stuff from this Gemara's building blocks of Yivamas. The Achrov of the Gemara says the Ptur Chalitz is totally in Tofsi Kedushin or not Tofsi Kedushin. Over there we also find the Machlokes Rashi. Rashi learns Lishitasa that this Histabrus, this Achrov of the Gemara, is going on the Drosh of Lakachas, not going on Yevimta. It's not going on the Ribuy of Yevimta. It's not going directly on the Ribuy of Yevimta. The Pasuk's not saying, the Gemara's not saying it's Mistabr to say the Ribuy of Yevimta is going on Chayvi Lavin because it's Tofsi Kedushin and the Miyad's going on Chayvi Kris because it's not Tofsi Kedushin. It's going on Lakachas. Lamais, the Gemara is saying Svaras, the Gemara is not saying Svaras in Chalitza. The Gemara is not saying Svaras in Ptur Chalitza. The Gemara is saying Svaras how much your Isser is. It's very much more Mestaber it's talking about. Rashi learned, it's not Mestaber it's talking about how much Lakachas that you are. Rashi learned that this is saying Hachro where the Lakachas is it. By Chavi Kris is Lakachas, it's Chachas even like Karina Belakachas, Bidiyevin. And by Chavi Lavin, it's like Karina Belakachas, Bidiyevin. What's the Pshan in Rashi? We have time to be Marach, Ayin Rajba, Ayin Tez Rabbein Avam Rahar. Why like Karina Belakachas, Bidiyevin? Of a Kaponim, the Seder of the Ramaz Rashi learns that it's going in Lakachas. Mashain came, the Ramban and Toysvist, there is no Bri of Lakachas from Yitta. There is no Bri of Lakachas if you Toys in the Ramban. Toys is in the Ramban, there's Duch Lahedi and Toys is they're learning that the bar is saying a Stabrus in the Pasuk of Yevimta. In the Ribi of Yevimta, where are we going to say there's a Ribi of Yevimta? That's totally in Tvisis Kushin and not Tvisis Kushin. I said a little fast, that's the Seder HaGemara. If you Rashi, Lumas Toys in the Ramban, needs a little beer, but I really want to get to a big. Or Shitas Rashi, maybe that has to do with going to be Shefer or more on how Rashi learned the whole sugya. It's a very sad this digazach in Yivam. B'chayra, after the sugya, there's a Rashi that we have over here. Nafchof Amaral of Rashi in our mission. Rashi mentions over here is in the Chodesh Digashita in Yivam. So Rashi's come out of Das Yochim in Yivam. Rashi in the last Rashi in the Mishnah says, well, the Das Rashi is a new cook in Yivam. The Pshuta, if you ask all the Rishonim, you ask Balpeh, anyone who knows Yevamos, knows that the Nidin of Yibum and the Nidin of Chalitza is two separate Shmuzim. Like I started, you know that there's this whole Shmuz of a Ptur Yibum. That's the first parak. Arise, you have to know what should create a Ptur Yibum. There's an Ein Esse Doi Chalitza Shbakaras, there's an Ein Esse Doi Chalitza Vese, there might be a Leho. That's a Ptur Yibum. A Ptur Chalitza is a different Shmuz, that's the Mishnah Daf Chav. And that's our Sugya. The Ptur Chalitza, there's a posik that's Patris from Chalitza. That's Kol Sheni Yom Chalitza. And then there's a posik that's Marbel Chalitza. That's Yevimta. What's that telling on? Tfizas Gedushin, not Tofsi Gedushin. How much is that telling on Tfizas Gedushin, not Tofsi Gedushin? We have to invite this next week. We have to see the Ramban, Tosfos. That's the setup of Yevamos, Lefi Mos Rishon. Yibam and Chalitza are two separate shmuzim. They might be a little bit shaykhas, but Yisoid HaDavar, there's an erva and a Yevamaling in Yibam, and there's an erva and a Yevamaling in Chalitza. That's Kamat Das Haskamas Kol Rishon. Rashi, at the end of our mission, Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, if you want to know the difference between Arayas and Chayvi Lavin, yeah? Rashi's talking about Levi Pasha's Chayvi Lavin for Yom Gidul, that they're not Eilus Leibim, let's say. Rashi says, the Dichiluk is like this. An Erva is Potter from Chalitza, not because of a new Drosha, because of Kol Shein Ilim Yom Chalitza, because Nichla Medina Volea, because we learn that from Achaz Isha. We learn from Achaz Isha that it's Potter from Yibum. Memela, that's why it's part of Chalitza. And Mashiach Chayvi Lavin, you know why they're not part of Chalitza? Because we don't learn that from Aleph. What's Rashi talking about? Again, if you ask any other Rishon, Tosfos Mefurash Hazoi, if you ask any other Rishon, the answer to that question is, you know what the difference between Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Lavin is? Chayvi Krisis have a drasha, Kol She'ein Elim Meinu Chalitza. Nothing to do with Achaz Ishta. Kol She'ein Elim Meinu Chalitza. That's a drasha. And Chayvi Lavin have a ribui Yevimta, as I shtim Tosfos L'maskonas Gemar. Chayvi Lavin, even though there is usually a klal, Chayvi Lavin has, even though there's a klal, Kol Shein Elim Chalitza, but there's a ribui called Yevimta. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi says that everything's totally in the Ptur Yibum. And it's not the first time we had the Rashi. We had the Rashi in Tesam and Aleph, Tesam and Beis, Yudam and Beis, and Sanhedrin and Gimel Nav. Kids, it's not a Mikra. This Rashi's not a Rashi in Havamina. This is Klor, this is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is Shitas Mechudish, and everything's totally in the Ptur Yibum. So, two things. We have to first learn up Rashi by itself, which we discussed a few times, I think. And then we have to see how Shtims of the Sugya. Rashi by itself, L'chor is Geboit on two Yisodes. Rashi by itself, the way we learn Rashi is like this. Two Chedushim, and we say, Chedushim, well, it's over. Shtim Rashi Azoy. Ersht is Akshtim Rashi. When it says Olel, that which all Arayas, a potter from Yibum, you could have thought, it's because of Einas Edoi Chalashis Bekarks. We have no way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. There's an Isser over here, there's nothing to be Matcha the Mitzvah. Shtei in Rashi in Ishtazoi, then an Aleha state more than an Isser. An Aleha state that we call a Ptur, it's a Ptur from Zika Sibu. It's a Ptur from Zika Sibu. Rashi learned lesika chaleh in the posik state a p'tur. What is a p'tur? I'm being very accurate here. It doesn't mean that mitzvah was never said on this lady, like a bochber might have said. Lav dafka in Rashi, do you see that it was saying that the mitzvah was never said on that lady? But what it's saying is the iser paters. Sometimes an iser asers. That's usually what it does, which means that there's an iser there and you can't. There's no way it gets in the way of mitzvahs even. But sometimes more than that, the iser says, if I'm going directly against the mitzvah, I directed the iser against the mitzvah. That says the p'tur. Vice is in Rashi. If it would just be an iser, the pshat would be, it's not that there's no din yibum b'chlal, but etzem this lady has a din yibum. But etzem this yivama has a din yibum. No, there's an iser. You can't execute the din yibum. In a lesh state, more than that. In a lesh state, that the Torah says lesikak b'mokam aleh, the iser says that there's no mitzvah here. The iser tells me it apatters the mitzvah. It apatters the mitzvah. There is no din yibum. Does taste that there's no zikas yibum. That's the Ersh Yisoid that we see in Rashi. The second Yisoid we see in Rashi, and it's very Nagaya, is that Rashi holds that once there's a lady that doesn't have a Zika Sibim, I don't need a separate Ptor for Chalitza. This is the backbone of Rashi's Rashi. I don't need a separate Ptor for Chalitza. Chalitza is a Pradim Parsha Sibim. If I have a lady who B'chlal doesn't have any Zika Sibim, Memela, there's no Zika for Chalitza. Ken Zayin Rashi holds the Drush of Kol Shein HaChalim Ein HaLim and HaChalitz is a gilui to that. But it's not a new positive tour. It's not a second din. Rashi is never going to have to mention an arayitz. This is what's choshev. Rashi is never going to have to mention that there's a separate tour for an Erev HaChalitz. It's a polyoitze. When I'm going to know that there's a tour from Zika to Rega that there's no Zika Zibum, Chalitz is a Prad and Parsha Zibum. If there's a lady I know, the Torah patted her from Din Yibum. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have any part of Mitzvah Sibum. It doesn't have any part of Din Yibum. That's Memela, that's a Pearl Yoitze. Memela, like Rashi, that's the two parts of Rashi. That's why in Rashi, once we know Lesika Chaleh Shtei the Ptur, Aleph, that there is no Zika Sibum, Memela, Kol She'ena Oile Lezika Sibum, Eina Oile Zika Skalitza. That's Lashon Rashi, signed off Gimel Man Aleph, signed off Mem Dalam Man Aleph, at the Klal of Kol She'ena Oile Mechalitza, Kol Rashi says, Kol She'ena Oile Zika Sibum, Eina Oile Zika Skalitza. It's not a new Mem Dalam. No, he says, that's what he says. Say that, but the Hemshech, he says, Kol She'ena Zkuka Leibim, Eina Zkuka Lechalitza. It's a din in the Zika, and that's Memela. It's not. You don't need a separate Hadgosha. That's Memela. Oh, so what? Masha Enkin Chayvi Lavin. What's the chilah between Krisus and Chayvi Lavin? Chilah is very simple. By Chayvi Lavin, the Rav Gidul, and by Chayvi Lavin Essay Lididon, what do you remain with? You have a lav that doesn't have a din tchir. Menachanami, you have a lav or a lav and Essay doesn't have a din tchir. So what's the get over there? The get over there, Rashi learns. If you look in Rashi, you learn bases. Over there, although there's no mitzvah sibim, or bazika sibim there is. The Lashon Rashi, you know, you're setting up the map of Amos, is a very choshev. The Lashon Gemara, Yunam Beis and Rashi. Gemara says, Chai ve'lavin b'nei chalitza v'yibim. Rashi learned it's going to Kuliyam, even with Gidl. Chai ve'lavin b'nei yibim b'chalitza. Rashi learned means they have zika sibim. They have zika sibim. I, befoil, they don't have a mitzvah sibim. The pshat's like this. You can't execute a mitzvah sibim, Mavada. You can't execute mitzvah yibum and meila. There's no rav that's going to tell you you're supposed to do yibum. Oh, but zika liyibum. There's no zika liyibum. The iser doesn't talk against the zika. The iser talks against the zika. The iser stands in its place. This is harmless. The iser stands in its place. You have nothing to be madchid. You have nothing to be madchid. Oh, but the iser is not madchid. The zika is yibum. Lefi Rashi, chayvi lavin and chayvi lavin esay are zokuk liyibum. It's kivu. There's an iser menatzad that doesn't let me have it. Din yibum before you. Maybe at the end of the day, it throws away the mitzvah sibum. At the end of the day, it's not called Ramil Yibum. Oh, but Zika Sibum means the parsh of Yibum. The parsh of Yibum, Mavada was said on this lady. The Torah created a musik of Isha Sameis. The Isha Sameis is Zoykik Yibum. That is nothing. Nothing talks against that. The Isha doesn't talk against the Siba Samachayiv of Yibum. The Isha stays in his place. The Isha doesn't let you execute Yibum. Chayvilav and Esia Zokuk Yibum. By them, Oil Yibum, Oil Zika. Mashenke and Arias, the second you're Eina Oil Zika Sibum, it's automatically. Your potum chalitza. Ad kan Rashi. This is what we so far have Rashi based on two yisoyis. Like Rashi, the p'tor yibum, if you have a p'tor yibum that patis you from zikas yibum, memela there's no zikas chalitza. That is shitas Rashi in a nutshell. Fretz chashayla, Rashi is beautiful. If it would not be for a sugyu. Fretz chashayla, the ganze sugyu, anzu ganze sugyu, be vegu, the taizion teves, that whole sugyu shries against Rashi. The entire direction of our sugyu is not like Rashi. Rashi's mavur. Then if I want to talk about chalitza, I don't have to, I shouldn't examine Hilchas Chalitza, I in Hilchas Yibum. If I have a ptur from Parshas Yibam, I'm Me'elam Potem Chalitza. If I don't have a ptur from Parshas Yibam, it's only an Isra, I'm Me'elam Chayv Chalitza. Our whole sugis is not like that. The second we spoke about after Lakachas, Rashi is Lakachas, then the Gemara said there's a Josh of Yivimtoi. The Gemara starts handling a ptur Chalitza. The Gemara is Mefurish. And what decides whether or not Arayis, the chiluk between Arayis, Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Lam Ve'asei, is totally whether there's a Josh of Yivimtoi. By Chayvi Lam Ve'asei, there's a Ribuy of Yivimtoi. By Chavi Krisus, there's a miut of Kol Shein Yilim El Chalitza. Frech the Gemara, my Royis. Even the Maskonos of Gemara was Mavur, that Ptur Chalitza is a separate Shmuz. Now the Gemara is Mavur, it's totally in Tfisis Gedushin and Leitav Si Gedushin. Our entire Sugi says, not like Rashi. Let's Frech a big Vager and can ask it in common ways. The Gemara at one point asks, Chavi Krisus Nami. What does the Gemara want? The Gemara wants to be a Chiv Chalitza. Rashi says, in Alech, there's a Ptur Chalitza. How could you be a Chiv Chalitza? In Alech, there's a Ptur Chalitza. The other way, have a second. The other way. Chavi Krisus. The Gemara wants the Chavi Lavin. The Gemara is mavur that the only reason why Chavi Lavin are oil lechalitza is because of Yivimtoi. What do you need Yivimtoi for? It doesn't have a leil. I read the whole trend of the Gemara. Again, is the Chiv Chalitza the way we're setting up Rashi? Rashi holds Chalitza is a pil yotzei from Yibi. It's not a separate shmuz. A whole Gemara mitchilav atzoyf shrais like Shitas Toisvis. That it's a separate shmuz. What's Rashi going to do for the sugi? So the emes is, one second, I'm very rushed, we'll talk about it. The emes is like this, and maybe we're starting. The emes is, the Mishmiz Boinin, we set up the sugi nicely. It's not only, as Hashem will see, it's not only from our sugi. It's not a kashan Rashi. Rashi is ikir makor from our sugi. The whole makor of our Rashi, Baruch Hashem, we got the Davchof, this of an hafachu. The whole makor of Shita's Rashi, was haste this Rashi, is Shita Miuchedes. Rashi is not only shver from Asugya. Rashi is coming lehedya from Asugya. Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Sugya, the whole Sugya, Shrai is Vishitas Rashi. What's this? Just like this. Tosfos be'etzem asks a pel on our Sugya. In the psicha of the Sugya, Tosfos asks that there's a hashmota gedoyla in our Sugya. The makshim starts off the Sugya, and he says, I don't understand. Chayvilav Ma'asei is gevaldik. Chayvilav Ma'asei understand very well why they're not oil yibim. Abachayvi Lavin, why they're not oil yibum? As I frekt the match. Frekt Toysus. Chayvi Lavin, Esse, you understand? You understand one part of it. You understand the ratio. You understand we're not oil yibum. But what happened to the second chalik? Chalitza. Alright, Warsake is trying that the whole sick is the mission of the commission is Chalitza. What happened to Machshon? Forgot about Chalitza? How did the Machshon understand why is Chayvi Lavin, Esse, Chayv and Chalitza? What's the difference between Chayvi Lavin, Esse, and Chayvi Krisus? That's Tosfos Kasha, which I call a bomb on the sugya. It's a hashmota from the sugya. And Tosfos' answer is Enachanami. Enachanami. The Makshon could have asked that, but he had a previous question. He had a question on Yibam. He could have asked what's with Chalitza. It's a previous question. Tosfos means to say, but Enachanami is going to be dealt with through the Hemshech of the sugya. Even though the Makshon didn't start to handle, didn't ask on the Chi of Chalitza, what's the Chilik? What's the difference between Chayvi Lavin Esse and Chayvi Krisus? Or Avada, there was a Shverkai, which was never addressed Lehedya. Tosis means to say, Avada, through the duration of the Sugya, it's addressed. Once we bring in Yevimta, when the Gemara handles Yevimta and Chayvi Lavin, Bechlal Masayimona, Avada, it's going on Chayvi Lavin Esse. And Ad Soif Kaladaris, there remains. Tosis holds, the next Sugya we'll see, Tosis holds, that our Gemara is the reason what addressed is the final answer to Tosis Kasha. If you ask Maishno Chayvi Krisus, a tremendous question in Masech Zivamas, if you ask Maishno Chayvi Krisus and Maishno Chayvi Lavin Esse, what's the difference of Chayvi Krisus? Have a Ptur Chalitza, and you don't, and Chayvi Lavin Esse don't have a Ptur Chalitza. It was discussed under the Tish in our Sugya. When the Gemara spoke about Chayvi Lavin, it said Chayvi Lavin Esse have a Rivimtoi, and Chayvi Krisus don't have. I call that Hashmot Neira. I call that Rashi, the Baal HaPshat, Sisi Shasugya. It's a Pala Neira. I tell you, this is a Frelich HaMshat. The Makshon says Bishleima, there was something tremendously bothering about Chalitza. Not only that, Behem Shech HaSugya, the Gemara never, there's a huge din in Masech HaSivomis, which was never addressed Lehedi. There's a huge noise in Masech HaSivomis. What's the chile between Chayvi Krisus and Chayvi Lavin Ve'Esse? Why is one of the Ptur Chalitza? It was never dressed Lehedi in the Gemara. Never. At one point it was dressed Lehedi in the Gemara. Onto the Tish, the Makshon could have asked it. And he said, Nechanami. We ended up handling Chayvi Lavin. It's Misyashe. Rashi saw that and he built one thing. One second. Rashi saw that and he built one thing. Rashi saw like this. This is the Kivon before the Hezbollah. Rashi saw from the Tosfos Kashas, Avada, Bishleima, if the Makshon said Bishleima, Chayvi Lavin Esse, Avada, I understand Gan's good. Okay, that's very move on. The Makshon never had Shver Didin Chalitza. The Makshon knew very well the chilah between Chayvi Krisus and Chayvi Lavin Esse, why one is Chayv Chalitza and why one is Pot Chalitza. That is great, no problem. The entire discussion, the entire mess where we started getting into Chayav Chalitza, it started Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl made problems. Rav Gidl upset our stomach, he started making bowel movements in Maseches Yevamos. All of a sudden we had to open up Chalitza. Before Rav Gidl, everything was gavaldik. Everything was gavaldik. Rav Gidl made problems. Within Rav Gidl, we had to start handling. We'll still explain in a second. We had to start handling. The Maisa Maskan, Rav Gidl is going to be Yagashlok. We're going to go back to everything that was before. This is what Rashi saw. This is the Suez of Shmaitz before the Vortim. Rashi bullied from the Kash of Toysus. Then it was Meredith. The Chalik of Chalitza is very moving. The Chalik between Chayv Lav and Essay and Chayv Krisis. Rav Gidl makes problems. What is? What's this? Just like this. Well, Lachar, if you ask the Kash of Toysus before the Sugyu, Toysus asks, how could the Mashin say, Bishleim Chayv Lav and Essay? Rek Toysus, Bishleim Chayv Lav and Essay? I understand one part, Prat. I understand why they're Potter and Ibu. But what's the Chalik? Why the Chayv and Chalitza? What's the difference between Chayv and Krisus? What does Toysus mean? Like this. Toysus means like this. Chayv and Krisus, why they Potter from Chalitza? Because it's a drosha, kol she'ein elim and el chalitza. So Chayv Lav and Essay should also have the same drosha. Elamai, you're going to say there's a pasuk hazoh, yevimto, you're not. That's time shechasugi. Why didn't the Makshin ask that? The Makshin should have asked the Kasha. What's the chilip between Chayv and Krisus? They have a din of kol she'ein elim and el chalitza. Chayv Lav and Essay also should have this drosha of kol she'ein elim and el chalitza. That's what Toysus wants. If you Rashi, the katzah here, kasha here, kasha here, what's the chilik between Chayv and Krisus and Chayv Lav and Essay? If you Rashi in the Mishnah that we just read before the Sugya's Gemara, chilik's bar. We've said this the whole time. If you Rashi, you don't need a separate p'tur for chalitza. There is no separate p'tur. Chayv and Krisus don't have a separate p'tur for chalitza. There's no new p'tur that says anyone who's not oil even is ain't chalitza. It's not. There's no such halacha. If you Rashi, someone who's potter legami, someone who doesn't have zikas even, someone who has a leah, someone who has a p'tur of a leah, memelo doesn't have zikas chalitza. Chayv Lav and Essay, they don't have a p'tur of a leah. The Zokuk Libim, the Bnei Libim Chalitza, they just have an Isser. About that, they have a Chiyav Chalitza. Rashi, if you Rashi, it's very moving, gewaldig, super geschmack. That was the Bishleima. The Makshin says, I understand very well the chilik between Chayv Lav and Essay and Chayv Krisus. Chayv Krisus, a potter me aleh. They have no Zika Sibim, they have no Chalik of Parsha Sibim. Memela, there's no Chayv Chalitza. Chayv Lav and Essay are Zokuk Libim, they're Zokuk Libim. They have no Isser. They have no mitzvah even before y'all because ain't essay doy chalitza v'essay. But rather the zokah gehibim. That's why there's a chiyuv chalitza. But even if you take the Rashi in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, Rashi fits beautiful with the Makshin's kasha. It's not shvei b'chlal. The question is, so what happened in the sugya? Again, the few Rashi, when you talk about chalitza, you talk about the difference, distinction between chayv krisus and chayv lav and essay. There's no shaykhs between them. No shaykhs. Chayv krisus have no zika. That's why there's no chalitza. Chayv Lav and Essay have other Zika, that's why they have Chalitza. I in the Sugya state Nishtazoi. In the Sugya state Nishtazoi. You ready, Rabbi Yosef? You ready? Listen good. In the Sugya state Nishtazoi. In the Sugya state, the Gemara asks, the same way you treat the Chayv Lav and Yochi Chayv Krisus Nami, that's what Shver and Rashi. I mean, the Gansa Sugya, the Gemara says, at the same way Chayv Lav and have, Yevimtoi have Chalitza. Yeah? So too, Chayv Krisus, that was with Shver Kan and Rashi. The Hemshech of the Sugya state like Toysus, state that we do compare Chayv Lavin or Chayv Lavin the essay to Chayv Krisus. And Rashi was saying there's no connection. It's a separate shmuz. There's no separate shmuz like Gabi Chalitza. Everything's totally an Ibum. In the Sugya state, we are Mashmah. The Teretz is, everything started with a Gidl. This is Rashi Lushitasim. What does Rav Gidl hold? Rav Gidl said there's a Joshua of Lokachas. Where is Lokachas? Lokachas is a posik in Parshas Ibum. Rav Gidl was Mechadish, it's in between the lines. Rav Gidl was Mechadish, that Chayv Lavin, and Avada Chayv Lavin essay also, they're not any worse. Rav Gidl was Mechadish, that Chayv Lavin, the Chayv Lavin essay, have a meet in Parshas Yibum called Lekachas. What does that mean? That means that there's no mitzvah Yibum, there's no din Yibum on Chayv Lavin, Chayv Lavin essay also. Until Rav Gidl, the way we look at Chayv Lavin essay and Chayv Lavin is, Avada is a mitzvah sibum. There's zokah klibum. There's loshem Rashi. Bnei ibum chalitza ninu. Avada is zikas ibum. You can't execute ibum. You can't execute ibum. There's no din to execute the ibum. No, but zikah ibum is there. Why? Because in Tol Reb Gidl there was no posik in Parshas ibum that was telling me that there's a p'tur. Chayv Krisus have a posik in Parshas ibum. That's a leil. Or Reb Gidl said there's a din of lokachas. Reb Gidl said there's a din lokachas. Lokachas is telling me that she's ain't oil ibum. Why? Because in Parshas ibum. She's not Zokuk Libum. So why is she? Why is there Din Chalitza? On Torah Gidl, it was very moving why Chayv Lav and Essay are Oyel Chalitza. And Chayv Lav and Oyel Chalitza. But according to Rav Gidl, one statement, then that oil even means there's no zikas yibum. So go back to Rashi's recipe. Once, there's no zikas yibum, chalitza lama, there's no chalitza, no Indian for chalitza. There should be no chilik between that and chayv krisus. The teretz is that when Rav Gidl said the drosh of Yavimta, the Gemara learned that Rav Gidl sang a naya drosh of Yavimta. It's lichtis, it's a naya sukkah. The Gemara learned that Bakarchach, Rav Gidl sang a new pshat in Yavimta. And here we come back to the word of Acharim. The Gemara thought, and there was the Havimina, that Bakarchach, Rav Gidl and Yavimta saw a naya yavomis. Yeish l'cho yavoma acheres, she'oilu l'chalitza avedi l'imam. Rav Gidl was machadish and naya zach. There could be straight zika l'chalitza. There's a new thing in the Maseches Yavamis. We started the Rashi. Rashi's Aseres Adibus of Yavamis was the Chalitza is totally on Yibum. There's no such thing as a separate Zika l'Chalitza. If the Zika is Yibum, Mela is a Dim Chalitza. That was where Rashi started from. And that's about the Svar Chitzayna. If there's no Zika is Yibum, there's no Zika is Chalitza. Or Rav Gidl, the Gemara understood, Bakorcha was breaching, was creating an Ayat Torah, Torah Chadashim, Yitit, Teitzei. Rav Gidl held that there's a Mimit of Lakachas. And from Dosvegan, Afal Pikeni has a Ribui of Yivim Toi. Bakorcha, he was saying, Yesh Lecho Yivam Acheres. Meikara, there's a Zika l'chalitza. Oh, Frank the Gemara, if you're saying Meikara is a Zika l'chalitza, Pitom is the bowel movement, it's Yavamas. The whole plan, the reason why we always understood why Chayvei Krisus is Potter of Chalitza, now is our up. It's beautiful. Rashi's gorgeous. Rashi's unbelievable. It's a pellet. The Fi Tosfos, yeah, there's a Mishnah in that base, which says, Arayis, a Potter. You're right, the Noisei, the Iker topic of the Mishnah on that base is to tell me the Ptur Tzara. Aber Lamaisa Agav, the Mishnah says Potom Chalitza. Lamaisa is Mefurush in the written Mishnah, and that Bey is Potom Chalitza. Lefi Tosfos, the Gemara come out. Agav and Dav Gimel Malav, the Gemara says why. But there's no Gemara that explains that until Dav Chof. It's a major part of the first Mishnah. Rashi saw in there, that's Poshit. Ptur Chalitza is not a separate Shmuz. That's Rashi Shita. Ptur Chalitza is not a separate Shmuz. Rashi saw it in the Mishnah and Dav Bey. In the Bryce Dav Gimel Bey is not a separate Shmuz. That's great until you come to Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl messed up the whole Yavamas. That was beautiful until you come to Rav Gidl. If you Rashi, Chayvei Krisus, the second they don't have Zikas Yibum, there's no Zikas Chalitza. The second is the Ptur Valeo, there's no Zikas Chalitza. There's no Zikas Chalitza. Oh, but Rav Gidl, who held is a drosha of Lakachas, from those vegan, there's a Yivim Doi, Bakocha, he's saying a new Torah, he's saying there's a Zikas Chalitza. Pitam Frekti Mora, Chayvei Krisus, Frekti Mora, Chayvei Krisus. Zakti Gemara, Chayvei Krisus have a din of Kol Shein Elim Chalitza. The Gemara meant to say they don't have a separate Zika L'Chalitza. Correcting Rabbi Zoi, Chayvei Lavin also shouldn't have a separate Zika L'Chalitza. That's the new Shmuz. What's the Maskonos HaGemara until we get to the Maskonos HaGemara? The Maskonos HaGemara can here is a retreat a little bit, and it has to be the Firashi. The Gemara is Masik, Vaisnes of Gidl never meant that. Too extreme. Rav Gidl never meant to say that the Ribui of Yavimtoi is coming to say that she has no Zikas Yibum, yeah? And she still has a Zika L'Chalitza. Zok to Gemara L'Maskona, if there's a stira, Bakorchach Yivimtoi cut away at the Miyot of Lakachas. That was the Schadish L'Maskona said Gemara. The Gemara until now thought the Miyot of Lakachas was ultimate, was extreme. Chavi Lavin don't have any Lakachas. Mele, they have no Zikas Yibum. Zok to Gemara, if there's a stira, Sapsukim, Bakorchach Yivimtoi is coming to tell me that there's a lady who Karinim be Lakachas with the Evet. Which means, in our terms, that she has Epis as Zika L'Yibum. That was the Chazor of the Gemara. The Gemara until then thought that Lefi, Rav Gidl, Loi Karin and Bela Kachas Bechlal, so she has no Zika L'Yibum Bechlal. But Afal became the Zika L'Chalitza. The Gemara makes a Chazor a little bit. Zok to Gemara, that is a, in Yavimtoi, it's the Surabit, that a lady who has a L'Kachas B'Dieved, she also has Epis as Zika Ksas, a Zika Ksas, a Zika Zibum Ksas, Lenin Chalitza. That's the Maskonos HaGemara, Mashenkin Krisus, Chayvei Krisus doesn't have the Zikas Yibum, so back to the old recipe of Yavamis, anyone doesn't have Zikas Yibum, doesn't have Zikas Chalitza. But Oifin, the way we're telling about the sugya, the whole shmooze and the requirement to talk about Chalitza was all of Gidl Shitosa. So Afon, who Oimrin, that even the Maskonos HaGemara, even though we lowered the blow of Rav Gidl, but that which Rav Gidl has to come on to Yavimtoi is only Lishitosa. That which Rav Gidl says that b'chavi lav and chavi lav esse, you have to come on to Yavimtoi, it's only because he holds Lakachas is a meed in the parshas of Yibum. Up in the Hemshech HaSugi, you're going to see next week, Bezer Hashem. In the Hemshech HaSugi, the Gemara is going to shlug up Rav Gidl. The Gemara is going to soyser Rav Gidl. The Gemara is going to show that there is no drush of Lakachas. The Gemara is going to prove that b'chavi lav Balukano, that means there is no drush of the kachas. Memela, it's going to come out by Chayv Lav Me'esir, we'd have no mir within Parshas Yivam. Back to the Lav Me'esir. That was the Pashup Shad in Sechaz Yivam. The second, we're going to get rid of Lakachas. That was good. That was what Rashi showed. That's what Rashi saw. Rashi's married the Kimshat. Rashi vised from the Makshin, the Bishleiman Makshin, that Be'etzim, there was no problem. Rabbi Gidl started the problem. And the Gemara lessens the problems Rabbi Gidl made. Oh, but even the Drosh at the end of the day that Rashi needs for Yevimtoy, that's only because Rabbi Gidl holds that Chavilavin Ve'esim and Chavilavin have a meat of Lakachas, which is in the Parsha of Yibim. If we say we don't dash Lakachas, at the end of the day, we throw out Lakachas. There's no Lakachas if you Rashi. There's no lakachas, no bri of lakachas of Rashi. May we go back to the simple, back to Rashi and the Mishnah. The rules are, Erva has a ptur of Alel, there's no zikas ibum, no zikas chalitza. Hashem king, chavilavin, chavilavin esay, they have an isser. Chavilavin b'chal doesn't even have an isser, but chavilavin esay has an isser. You can't execute ibum. Before there's no mitzvah ibum, aber the zikal ibum of other there is. If the Zika of Yibum, we never found a din that someone doesn't have a mitzvah sibum, doesn't have a chalitza. Only kol she ain't oil a Zika sibum, ain't oil a Zika's chalitza. Dachzich, it's miyushav heitev. I don't have time to fear ois. If oil learns good, you'll also explain better. Deikur chosim and a sefer Rashi, if you learn good, this vodayik, what we said, will explain much better why the firashi. It's not so, explains better why there's a big remez to lakachas in the sugya. It also explains the marois. It's a lot of things in the pshat, the shverkayin, in the pshat of the sugya, the way we're telling with that Rashi. I want to theorize, and this is so far we have a maimed Rashi. Well, the maimed said everything we're saying is in Shita's Rashi. Rashi learned the sugya that way. In Tosis, Shnei Mishnah says, in Tosis, in this Kasha, and the Maskana, Tosis says that he can't, this chilik that we're saying with Zas Rashi, that there's a tremendous chilik to this tradition, Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Lavin the Essay, Lefi Rashi. Chavilavin, Chavikrisus have a ptur from Yibam Lagami, Memela, a poil yoytze, Memela is a ptur chalitza. And Chavilavin Esse never got a ptur from Yibam. They only have an Isser. They don't get a ptur from Yibam. So Memela, by them, we say they're oil lezikos Yibam and oil lezikos chalitza. Yeah? That's all Rashi. Tosis says, Tosis doesn't understand this. Tosis is Maishno. Tosis doesn't understand that. Not only in the Havamin again, the Maskona, this is Al-Kol Adurs. Fi Tosis, at the end of the day, Be'etzem, Chavilavin Ve'esse should also be the din by every Chayv Lav Esei Kol Shein Yil Min Chalitza. It's a special Rebu Yevintoy, it goes negative the Svara, it's the Sraba, Afal Pi Shein Yil Min Chalitza. Rashi doesn't need that. Rashi holds Chayv Lav, it's a Svara, Chayv Lav Esei, a Svara, Misvara, Yil Lechal Yil Chalitza. Tosis holds a special Rebu. Mvos Keita Machlokes. So it's Margul Bepum in the Rabashim. Rabashim, always Nen Nof Meir. Shteita, Yisoyda Stika Machlokes, this is Dafka Dende Dizman, because it creates a lot of waves in Maseches Yevamos. Okay, go over it after the Maseches Yevamos. Go back over. So it's state of machlokes. You say this dikah machlokes. Rashi and Tosis in the ganze din from Aleho. When Memeila in the ganze and from them is mistayif the din of Kol Sheinu Lechalitza. From them is mistayif a gruisa machlokes in the din of Kol Sheinu Lechalitza. Bosses like this. So start cheshem napsha. We have a Rashi. Rashi's saying that if there's a ptur of Aleho, so I have a posh of the chilik. It's a vision. Chavi krisus and chavi laven esed. Chayvei Krisus is a potter from Aleha, that's a ptur Yibam Lagami, there's no Zika Sibam. I have a portion of Chilik, that's why by Chayvei Krisus is Kol Shein Eula Lezika Sibam, Eino Lezika Chalitza. Mashakin King Chayvei Lea, Chayvei Lea, Esay, there's an Isser. I see Tosis doesn't want to make that Chilik. I see Tosis holds that the same way there should be a ptur to Chayvei Krisus, there should be, what's the Chilik? So Moshe, I think the Shorish, Meisir, Rav Nachum also says out there, is that, Kanir, Shteito, Machlik, is what Shteito, Aleha. In Rashi, Kanira Rashi learned that's a chiddush. Agam erev a gufa leitzricha kro. Abba the Ma'ase is da posik and the posik shteit a ptur. Again, I hold it's not mukhin Rashi if the dargur Rabbeinu said there's no mitzvah was set on it. I don't know if in Rashi have to say it that way. Abba kapanim the patters from the mitzvah. It's a ptur. It's a ptur from the mitzvah. Ken zayin Tosis learns in Nishdo Hazazach. Tosis never saw Tosis koyfi b'kol nevol musik. Tosis in the din of leisika chaleah sees at the end of the day a din iser, an iser, just an iser. It's no ptur. The Torah says, Lesika Chaleah, the Torah is just going over, maybe strengthening the din of Ein Esei Deuch Leishis Bakaris. Tosis never saw in the din of Aleah Ptur that there's no Zika Sibum. There might be a Zika Sibum, but there's an Isser. There's an Isser. Ein Esei Deuch Leishis Bakaris. But there's no Ptur from Zika Sibum. Memela, Tosis doesn't have any Mokam Chalik between Chavi Krisus and Chavi Lav Meseh. How is Rashi mechalik between chayv lechayv krisus chayv lavanesi? Rashi sees lechayv krisus. There's no zika. Is a ptur of the siba samachayv. There's no zika. Hashekim lechayv lavanesi. You don't have any ptur. You just have an iser. So Rashi says l'poshal chiluk to rishon chayv krisus chayv lavanesi. Okay, hands on toisus. Toisus learned that there is no ptur. There's shul hashem and other places in the sefes of omis this machlokes. Toisus learned that in lesika chalene never says a ptur. It never said a ptur. Just said an iser. Just says the iser is not allow itself to be mowed over. It stands against mitzvah sibum. It doesn't let mitzvah sibum come. Abba lemaisa, there's no ptur. Memela, like Toisvis, what's the chiluk between chayv krisus and chayv lameseh? The fi Toisvis, it's not even richtig to say before the ptur of chalitza. It's not richtig to say that chayv krisus are in oil leibum the zikas ibum b'chal. They have a ptur from ibum. They're not rami leibum. Oh, but they don't have a ptur from zikas ibum. It's like zika chaleh. There's no ptur. It's just an iser. Memela, here comes the machloikas and kol she'en elibim. Toisus has to learn that the din of kol she'en elibim is a din noisuf. And this is the pashas of Moshe Shoyim. It's a din noisuf. It's not a polio. It's Rashi learns the din of kol she'en elibim chalitza is a memela. It's a domino effect. If you have no zikas ibim, you have no zikas chalitza. That's what Rashi learned. Oh, but Toisus learned that be'etzim chayvi krisus should have had a zikas elibim. They should have had elibim. They never had a ptur. Ba'kor chok in the din of kol she'en elibim state a new din, a ptur. The Torah was machadish. That anything that patters you for or is madchad din yibam continues to be madchad din chalitza. The Torah said the same thing that makes you loyrami yibam makes you loyrami chalitza. Fractoises by Chayv Lavanes, they say the same thing. If there's a new din of kol she'ein oil yibam lo chalitza, which means lefitoises, we'll say a nusach, kol she'ein rami yibam, ain't rami chalitza. Lefit Rashi, it's kol she'ein oil lezikas yibam, ain't oil lezikas chalitza. It's a poly yotze. Fitoises, it's kol she'ein rami yibam, ain't rami chalitza. Fred Toys is the shame should be behind a lav and essay. And Mitzvah of the Emes is the blind Zara Soif. No, there's a Rebu, Yevimta, which told me that, yeah, we're Marbu over there, we don't say the same Ptur continues to pat to you. There's still a Zika that remains, a Zika, Yabin Lignin Chalitza. Of a Koponim, we're boying over here that the Machlaikas starts with, the Shurish of the Machlaikas Ken Zayin, is in how to learn the Ptur of Alel, the Din of Alel. Toys is Rashi learned that there's a Ptur. And that ptur was mafkiyu from Zika. And that ptur was mafkiyu from Zika. The Rashi Lishitosi, once the ptur is mafkiyu from Zika, right? The Fir Rashi, the din of Kol She'en Elim Chalitza wasn't a Naya din, it was a Poshad din of Chayv Krisus. It was a Poshad din. Chayv Lavanesi don't have that din. Again, that's all besides our Sugya. Reb Gidl was a little bit, in the interim, there was a little bit of a stunt step that we had to deal with Reb Gidl. We want to get rid of Reb Gidl, we go back to the Svara. Oh, but Toisus learned that the din of Loisika Chaleh was never said a ptur, it's what we call an Isser. It's a din Isser, it's not a ptur b'chol, it's an Isser. If he Toisus is an Isser, even Chayv Krisus should have Chalitza. Elamai is a naya ptur called Kol She'en Elamai Chalitza. The same din that's madchad din even from you is madchad din Chalitza. Frech Toisus, oi bezoi, that should carry over the Chayv Lavan Esser. That would be very interesting to know what that church, the Machlokes, is telling. What's Kate Rashi, Machlokes, Rashi, and Toisus? And Rashi learns that Loisika Chaleh should take a ptur. And Toisus says, let's see how there's an issue. And I'll leave alone. It's like Rashi, but not like Rashi.